us and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. And again, you know I love the second stanza. Forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
Father, we thank you for the Sabbath, for your many blessings, that we can gather together and worship you. Send your Holy Spirit to each one of us that we may receive a blessing today in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, I was taking a peek at a little girl over here when I was singing. And she's got a tremendous smile. The rest of you can't see it, but if you want to take a good peek, can you see it? You can't get to heaven until you become like what? Isn't that something? Love divine. What number did I give you here? 191, okay. Here we go. 191. I just don't forget. I just don't remember as well. So, dyslexia, please. Number 191. You know, we should come in this house filled with joy. Okay. Love divine, all of excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us a humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation, enter every trembling heart. Breathe, O breathe thy loving spirit into every troubled breast. Let us all in thee inherit. Let us find the promised rest. Take away our bent to sinning. Alpha and Omega be. End of faith as its beginning. Set our hearts at liberty. Come, Almighty, to deliver. Let us all thy grace receive. Suddenly return and never, never more thy temples leave. Thee we will always blessing, serve thee, host above. Pray and praise. praise thee without ceasing, glory in thy perfect love. Finish in thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee. Change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Be seated, please.
At this time, we'll turn the program over to the Valley View Quartet. And gentlemen, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves.
We're the Valley View Quartet, and this is the third time we've sung for the Brookings Church. The first time was in a little rental church, Baptist church. And then we sang here once, and then we had a few events in our quartet that you may hear about. But we're back, and it's good to be here. I hope you don't mind hearing some of the songs we've sung before. We like to sing those songs because we know them. And but we choose songs because they mean something to us, and they turn our eyes upon Jesus. But before we start, there's a simple question we'd like to start with. Is there anybody here that loves my Jesus?
Anybody here that loves my Lord? I want to know, I want to know, do you love my Lord?
Makes me feel so happy when I love my Jesus.
Makes me feel so happy when we
love my Lord. I want to know, I want to know, do you love my Lord?
Is there anybody here that loves my Jesus?
Anybody here that loves my Lord? I want to know, I want to know, do you love my Lord?
Tell it on the mountains
Ooh,
that you
love my Jesus.
Tell in the valley that you
love my Lord. I want to know, I want to know, do you love my Lord?
Is there anybody here that loves my Jesus?
Anybody here that loves my Lord? I want to know, I want to know, do you love my Lord?
Makes us love each other
Ooh,
when we
love my Jesus.
Makes us love each other
Ooh,
when we
love my Lord. I want to know, I want to know, do you love my Lord? I want to know.
It's amazing. I'm sorry. Are you supposed to, anyway, it's amazing that the last two times we sang, same four guys. The four of us have been singing together for 18 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we've all worn the same color tie except for today.
But and I want you to guess who's colorblind.
I want to explain. Because Pastor Ball and I, our minds are kind of going, see? Right?
They said Jerry Mercy is dying.
To face temptation so, where could I go but to the Lord, to the Lord? Where could I go?
Tell me,
where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord, to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord, to the Lord? Where could I go?
Tell me,
where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord, to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord, to the Lord? Where could I go?
Tell me,
where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord, to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord, the Lord?
Bruce just traded with me, but it doesn't really matter what we introduce. Are you available for God today? See, I got to think about this because I wasn't ready yet. See, thanks, Bruce. I'd like to share. I just got home a week ago from South Africa. I'm also very mission-minded. Our quartet's a mission. We go out and do missions, but Bruce and I have had opportunities to go to India, and now I've had opportunities to go to Romania and South Africa. I sing in a men's chorus out of Portland. I'm sure all of you have heard of that, Oregon Men's Chorus. We met up with 200 South Africans to sing for the last 3 weeks. But the story I really want to share this morning is when I was on the plane. And I was going to share it in Sabbath school, but I thought I'd share it now for everyone. As I was getting on the plane, I told my buddy Russ, who was going with me, I says, I'm excited to see who God's going to put beside me on the plane. Have you ever thought those before, you know? And the Lord spoke to me, he says, because he needs to hear your experience. So I just begin to share and give him hope of his mother's resurrection because he wasn't sure. And I gave him, I had 14 hours to give him a Bible study. And I was just going praying the whole time because 1 Thessalonians, what we were studying this morning, is this exactly what we were talking about. And he was crying, he was weeping. And I just thought, wow, God, are you available? That's exactly what the Lord speak to me. You've got to be available for the Lord. You don't know here in Brookings who you're going to come in contact with. Somebody needs to be inspired or a smile or hug or whatever it is. That day, I didn't know if I was going to be used by the Lord. I asked the Lord to use me. But I gave a Bible study there on the plane. Now, I don't know, when we left, he said, thank you, God bless you. I don't know what the Lord's going to do with that. But it's not my job. the Lord used me that day and gave me the words to say and speak. And so I just encourage you. That's one of my prayers in the morning when I get up every morning. It says, Lord, I'm available for you today. And we don't know how the Lord's going to use us. So, and I've got lots of stories, but I don't think we got time for all them stories. So, from South Africa, God blessed tremendously in South Africa. The devil was definitely at work, but the Lord was laughing at him. We have many, many blessings where the devil tried to throw up roadblocks, and the blessings just came flowing in. So, maybe I only have one song to introduce. You only gave me one song, so I guess. Oh, okay. Anyway, let's sing, huh? Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Isn't that what we want to have in our hearts today?
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I'm telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole,
he made me whole.
My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul,
it filled my soul.
Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down in glory, filled my soul,
it filled my soul.
When at the cross the Savior made me whole,
he made me whole.
My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down in glory, filled my soul,
it filled.
Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul,
it filled my soul.
When at the cross the Savior made me whole,
he made me whole.
My sins are washed away, and my night was turned to day.
I'm guessing if you're here, most of you are Christians and have given your life to Christ. And that's a wonderful thing. But when you do that, then you discover that you would really like to be like Christ. And I just wonder this morning how like him I am. And there are times throughout the week when I catch myself not being like him. And that discourages me sometimes. In fact, I got a little angry with God a few years back because I had told God he could take certain things away from me, all of my false pride, get rid of it. Every time it comes up, I don't like it. I see it, and I hate it when I see it. My pride, my selfishness, my prejudice, all of those things. I told God, take those away. I don't like those. And they kept cropping up. And I was on my knees one time, and I was telling God, I'm not very happy with you. Because I told you, you have permission to get rid of all that junk. And yet, every now and then, I still see it coming up. And the sad part of the story is God whispered in my ear. And he said, David, you know how you are changed, don't you? You're changed, as the Bible says, by beholding. By beholding, we become changed. And Jesus told me, he said, David, I can change you as much as you will give me time to. You ever have God give you a slap up alongside the head? That was sort of my... I don't know if you've ever listened to this Christian lady who speaks sometimes, Patsy Claremont. If you've ever heard her preach, she said, there's nothing worse than a whooping from the Lord. And she has a wonderful message if you ever get a chance to hear her speak. And that was my whooping from the Lord saying... This next song is one of our newer songs, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. You want to be more like Jesus? Take a little time to spend walking with him. Fall on your knees every morning. Open your Bible. Take time to pray. Talk to him throughout the day. That gives God opportunity then to make those changes that I so much want in my life. Just a closer walk with you, God.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Dear Lord, close to Thee, just a closer walk, O Lord, with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, if You please,
my Lord and Savior,
if You please.
Time for me will be
dear Lord, close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk, O Lord, with thee.
Grant it, if you please, Jesus,
if you please, my Lord and Savior, if you please.
Daily walking,
Lord, so close to thee. Daily walking close to thee.
Let it be, dear Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Happy Sabbath. It's good to be back at the Brookings Church. I'm thankful that I get to stand before you. 4 years ago, I had throat cancer, and my singing days were over. And I asked the Lord to heal me and restore me so I could sing again and talk again and function again in society. And I stand before you as a healed man, almost. During the radiation treatment, they took lots of my saliva away, so it's difficult to sing with a dry throat, but he's providing enough moisture today to get by, and water's good, but it's not as slick and long-lasting as your spit. And I'm thankful for that. Our next song is called Watch and Pray. My stepson, Garrett, lives in New York City. Anybody here watch the news? What happened in New York yesterday?
Shootings.
Two people died, 8 people wounded. Garrett walks that same trail every day. He would have been there right at the time of that shooting. My wife Jackie and I pray for our children every day, and Garrett was impressed to stay home yesterday. And he sent a text to his parents saying, "Parents, I'm okay. I stayed home today." Garrett's struggling. He's not walking with the Lord. In fact, he told his mother, "Why do you believe in that fairy tale?" And the answer prayer we had yesterday is why. It's not a fairy tale. Jesus is real. Our guardian angels are real. The Holy Spirit is real. And I want to challenge you today to watch and pray. Watch the Bible. Watch for opportunities of miracles happening in your life. Watch most of all, well, maybe not most of all, but watch what you are thinking. We have to listen to what we are thinking. Oftentimes we are thinking negative thoughts about ourselves. We're thinking negative thoughts about someone else. We're judging them. We're judging ourselves. Jesus encourages us to judge not, lest you be judged. I want Jesus judging me because his blood washes my sins away, my imperfections, my junk away, then I stand pure. I don't want one of you judging me, even my wife. I want Jesus to judge me. So don't judge anyone. If you judge someone, you cannot love them. Is that right?
That's right.
You put them in a pigeonhole and that's who they are. You don't give them another chance, right? And we do that so quickly as human beings, as wounded warriors here on earth. But I want to encourage you to pray for your parents. I want to encourage you to pray for your children. Answered prayers by our parents are miraculous. My parents prayed for me. I was a rotten human being doing everything that Satan wanted me to do. And I'm very thankful today that they prayed for me and they gave me the opportunity to learn about Jesus when I was young. And I want to encourage you to continue to pray for your parents or pray for your kids. Kiet Steve, his mother passed away and never saw him come back to the Lord. And it's a wonderful thing, prayer. Watch the Bible. Watch those verses. Take them to heart. It's not how much you read every day. It's what you believe and have faith and accept Jesus as your Savior. Pray for your friends. Pray for forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. Watch and pray. Watch your thoughts. Watch the scriptures. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Listen for the Holy Spirit.
Christian, do not seek repose. Cast your dreams of ease away. You are in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Wicked forces, evil powers, gathered in unseen array. They wait for your unguarded hours. Watch and pray. Watch and pray.
Put your heavenly
said to watch and pray. Here above all, hear your Lord. Love him, serve him, and obey. Treasure in your heart his word. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch as if on that alone hung the issue of the day. Pray that victory shall be won. Watch and pray. Watch and pray.
They didn't tell us when we were supposed to quit singing, so I figure it's when half of you are asleep or half of you have left. I haven't seen anybody leave, and most people are awake, so I think... Two?
No.
Two more songs?
After this, so they,
oh, yeah, so you can, you know, you don't have long to wait for lunch. You don't have to drive anywhere. It's right here. Oh, you don't want to say that. The next song is Seeking the Lost, and I was, every time we do a program like this, we share what's going on in our lives, and you know what happened with Garrett yesterday, and we can praise the Lord for that. This summer's been kind of a rough summer for us. May 27th, our youngest daughter's husband was on a 250-mile bike ride, and he had 30 miles left to go, and he was struck and killed by a car. Killed immediately. Brilliant computer scientist. We didn't even know how brilliant he was until his boss and his boss's boss came to us and told stories about Jared. And it started a struggle. Jared, at that point in his life, he was raised as a Seventh-day Adventist, went through Walla Walla College with degrees in mathematics and computer sciences, just a really quiet geek. And he was proud to be a geek. But a real good person, and he took really good care of our daughter, which was very important. And we talked about hopeless grief this morning in Sabbath school, and hopeful grief. And this, at the point when Jared was killed, he was questioning whether God existed. He didn't turn away from God, but he was honestly saying, "God, do you really exist?" And he was struggling with that, but he was looking at it very intellectually. But to look at Jared and to know Jared, oh, this is hard to talk about. He had the fruits of the Spirit. He had patience. He had long-suffering, kindness. He was just a good person. And so looking at Jared, you know the Holy Spirit was working in his heart. And so the grief for Jared we didn't know Jared that well because they live in Walla Walla, and we got to see him periodically, and we got to see him through the eyes of our daughter. And it was hard to come to that realization, but it helped one of the many trips that we made up to Walla Walla the following month, sitting on an airplane, realizing that Jared did have the fruits of the Spirit. But now our grief has shifted to our daughter, who is looking at a life of dreams ended and a new life starting. And it's really a struggle for her. And I ask that you keep Kelly in your prayer, in your prayers. But it just also is evidence that this life is so brief. And we talk about death being asleep, which it is, and Jared's asleep. His life is over. But what about, as Steve said, what about the person that sits down next to you on an airplane? What about the person that you see in the supermarket or you're sitting down waiting in the doctor's office or the dentist's office? We see these people all the time whose life may be over in moments. And those are the people that need to know about Jesus. They need to know about his salvation. They need to know. And, you know, we going to South Africa, going to India, there's a tremendous work going there. But I think the greatest work is in your family and in the people that you come into contact with. You have your family and your friends and your church family. There are people in this room that may be struggling with that right now. And that's perfectly fine. I think God likes that. He likes to be challenged. He likes to be approach that, okay, show me that you really exist. I think he likes to say, okay, here it is. Sometimes we have a hard time recognizing it, but he says it all the time. He says who he is evident right here this morning. Do you believe that? How about a little amen or something? Otherwise, I'm going to think you're asleep and we'll have to quit singing. But we need to seek the lost to make sure we aren't lost. But also there are people that are just hanging on, and these are the people that I come in contact with through our clinics, people just barely hanging on, living in cars. But not only that, there are people living in mansions that don't know the Lord, and they need to know him. And we need to make that a priority to pray every day, that we have opportunities to be used by the Lord. And if you do that, it's amazing what's going to happen. It's amazing what's going to happen. But we must approach these people with kindness and lovingly, with patience, long-suffering. We have to have the Spirit in our lives. So pray for that and pray for a chance to share it with God. Will you take that challenge? Thank you. Let's sing.
Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating, wanders on the mountains astray. Come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today.
Going afar,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wander
back again.
Into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb
for sinners slain. Seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore.
Going afar,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wander
back again,
into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb
for sinners slain. Thus I would go on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faint and raising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way.
Going afar,
going afar,
upon the mountain,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wander
back again,
into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb
for sinners slain, for sinners slain.
Speaking of family, I've got two nieces in the back there. Hi, Madeline. Hi, Jaselyn. Happy Sabbath to you. Thanks for bringing them, Hannah. Yeah. Missed you girls at Children's Story. You should have been up front.
Well, it doesn't have my name on it.
We traded, remember, at the start of the program?
Oh, we did?
Oh, I was going to say praise the Lord about the garden deal. Amen. We've got a great garden, too. The Lord is really blessed. Jackie's just been working away out there and really enjoying the bounties that God gives us, you know. She started stuff from seed this year. How cool is that, to watch the stuff just sprout up and grow and then get out there in the garden? But the other night, we were at quartet practice, and I mentioned to Pat, I said, would you like some zucchini? And he said, no, my compost pile's doing just fine. So don't count on this guy taking any zucchini from you.
You know, just a minute, Steve, before you start. We didn't introduce the most important half of the quartet, although Patty isn't here, are the wives. And our wives sacrifice time, and they support us. We couldn't do this for this long without their support. And I want to thank our wives. They're the ones blushing right now. So.
Well, since I got the mic again, I get to share another story. How about that? Amen? Say that a little louder.
Amen.
All right. You know, as we got into South Africa, and the first 3 days we were practicing with the South Africans, and then we took 3 buses headed for Cape Town. Johannesburg to Cape Town is supposed to be a 16-hour trip, which is a long time on a bus. What about if your buses break down? That adds a little time to your trip, right? Well, that's exactly what happened. About midnight, one of the buses had something wrong with the suspension. You'd know about probably that, but it was laying down on one of the tires almost. Yeah, and so we limped it into a truck stop, and of course, we all thought, well, the devil's at work here. Of course, that's the human side of us. We forget to think the Lord is also work here. And about midnight, we decided that, you know, we didn't know what we were going to do with this one bus. We decided to have worship at midnight. We were at a truck stop. So the verse that the gentleman used as we started worship was, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And it doesn't matter that you got a bus broke down. Here in Brookings, it doesn't matter that your finances are bad, or you got some health issues. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what we got to do. Well, as worship continued, we decided, 100 guys in the truck stop decided, hey, let's sing. That's what we're here to do. So we proceeded to sing a couple songs. And there's these truckers down here and eating their hamburger, and we were just surrounded them. I mean, I thought to myself, well, I hope they don't feel a little overwhelmed here. But after we were done, they came up to us and they said, that's exactly what I needed to hear. So God had us preaching the gospel in that truck stop. It didn't matter our buses were broke down. The Lord gave us people to sing to and minister to. And that was just one of the miracles. I mean, we don't have time. I can smell the food. We don't have time to keep going, but God is alive and well in South Africa. They're raising up churches, and there was 65 of us amongst about 200 to 250 black guys. We look like Oreo cookies. You know what an Oreo cookie looks like, don't you? We were the cream. But anyway, great guys. We had a great time with these Christian men, and what was we going to sing? We're homesick, aren't we? We're homesick for heaven, aren't we? Just like they are in South Africa, India. It's time to go home. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I don't believe we have much more time. And so we'd like to sing Homesick for Heaven.
So dear to my heart is the promise of God, a home with the pure and blessed, where earth-weary pilgrims, strangers here below, will find their eternal rest. I'm homesick for heaven. Seems I cannot wait, yearning to enter Zion's pearly gate. There never a heartache, never a care. I long for my home over there. 'Tis Eden, fair Eden, I long to behold, where naught can despoil that's fair, where saints of all ages hold communion sweet, the glories of heaven share. I'm homesick for heaven. Seems I cannot wait, yearning to enter Zion's pearly gate. There never a heartache, never a care. I long for my but chiefest of all is the thought that enthralls, that I shall behold my King, rejoice in his presence, revel in his grace, and ever his praises sing. I'm homesick for heaven. Seems I cannot wait, yearning to enter Zion's pearly gate. There never a heartache, never a care. I long for my home over there.
Amen.
Have any of you been homesick ever? I have. I was just singing that song, and I remembered the first time I was homesick. It was Big Lake, first year, first week. This kid named Tom Harmon was getting a package from home every day, every day, every day, multiple packages and letters. I was getting nothing, and I was homesick, sick. Finally, about Thursday, I think, I got this package, and I, oh, man, Mom finally sent me something. I got something from Mom. I opened it up. And it was cherry chip cookies. And they were kind of like a crust on top with cherry chips in the middle and then a crust on the bottom. And I think the mailman must have known me, and he shook that and kicked it and threw it and broke it because it was just dust and crumbles in the thing. But I didn't care because it was from home. And I took some of that powdered cookie stuff and put it in my mouth and almost choked to death because I was so knotted up in the throat crying so hard. But I just praise the Lord for having heaven there. I want to go to heaven. I want you to be in heaven. I want everyone to be in heaven that wants to be there. And my prayer for you today is that you will want to be in heaven with Jesus. We won't be choking on the cherry chips up there. We'll be rejoicing at the tree of life.
We're going to sing our final song. It was the first song we ever learned together. It's an appeal, and I am going to appeal to you right now. I don't know most of you well enough to know what's the most important thing in your life right now. But I'm just going to talk to you for one moment about priorities. First things first. I was told a while ago that it's pretty easy to tell what's most important in your life. It's where you spend your time, where you spend your money. You ever want to do a self-check? What's the most important thing in my life? Where do I spend my time and where do I spend my money? I just want to appeal to you today that whatever's most important in your life, there is absolutely nothing worth anything other than standing on heaven's shore and looking in Jesus' face. So if there's anything more important than that, ask God right now to take that out and throw it away.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God and in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for thee. Is coming, are you ready? The Lord is coming, are you ready? Would your heart be right if he came tonight? The Lord is coming, are you ready? Why will you wait, my brother? Promises of God all are true. Jesus bought your life on Calvary's mountain, and soon he will come again for you. The Lord is coming, are you? The Lord is coming, are you ready? Would your heart be right if he came tonight? The Lord is coming.
Let's stand for prayer.
Do we stand for prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for providing eternity for us, for salvation that you gave us so freely. Lord, you made it easy for us to ask for forgiveness and accept your blood and to wash us clean, and we can be assured that we have salvation and we can live in heaven and we can rejoice with you and sing with you and abide with you and with our family and our loved ones. Lord, bless us now as we go through the rest of our lives. Be with us, guide us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name, amen.